Hello, this is Colin Reed with Project Spurs, and today I just want to do a quick look at the Spurs' chances of making it into the playoffs from the play-in. So right now it looks pretty certain that the Spurs will be locked into the 10th seed as I'm recording it right now on Thursday, May 13th. The Sacramento Kings could technically still get the 10th seed and the Spurs could fall to 11. But at this point it seems pretty likely that the Spurs will be the 10th seed heading into the play-in. So what does that mean for the Spurs in terms of making the playoffs? So let's look at it from a general kind of statistical standpoint first. So the Spurs will be the away team, which they have performed better at this season, but as arenas get more and more fans, especially these teams in particular, who are teams that have fan bases that come out and root for their team quite a bit, in the Lakers, the Warriors, and the Grizzlies, the Spurs playing potentially both of the play-in games away does make things difficult for them. So let's just say in the first game, they have a 40% chance of winning, and then they win that game, and then in the second game, they have, let's say, a 35% chance of winning. So if those were the odds, kind of just straight up, to make it into the play-in, the Spurs would have, or the playoff, the Spurs would have a 14% chance of making it into the playoff. So it'd be a pretty low chance of them making it all the way in. And they do get to keep a lottery pick if they don't make it. So this will be a good opportunity for the young players to play in a playoff-like setting while making the actual playoffs will be difficult. So now that is the statistical side of it. However, the one thing that kind of deviates for me here a little bit is one of the play-in teams will be one game away from making the playoffs no matter what. So the 9th and the 10th seed will play each other, and the winner of that will play for a play-in spot. So yes, it's true that, you know, there's a 14% chance, the Spurs have to win two, they have to win two against good teams, etc., etc., but someone has to win in the 9-10 game. And right now that's looking like Grizzlies versus Spurs. Someone has to win that game, and whoever wins that game will be one game away from making the playoffs. And you can look at the stats and you can say, okay, there's a 12% chance or a 14% chance or whatever of the Spurs making the playoffs. But if you get to a situation where it's one game away from making it, then all of a sudden anything can happen. So it's going to be an interesting week. The Spurs certainly have the cards stacked against them, but it is going to be a situation where some of the younger players who haven't played quite as much in the playoffs, or if at all, will have an opportunity to play in kind of a bigger moment. And just kind of one other aside, if the question becomes, well, what's the point of making the playoffs anyway? Or, like, why don't the Spurs just lose so that they can keep their lottery pick? I do think that making the playoffs is, at the end of the day, more valuable. This is a star-driven league, and the only way that you can advance in this league is by stars, and the only way that a team like the Spurs can get a star is through the draft. So while that does seem a little bit counterintuitive, the odds of them making the playoffs versus the odds of them getting a top four pick this year, it's still a very, very low chance that they would be able to find that kind of player in this draft just because of their draft position. And in fact, according to Tankathon, right now the Spurs have a 6% chance at a top four overall pick. And so you look at that, that's half of the chance of them making the playoffs, with my quick napkin math there. and I do think that making the playoffs is a useful thing for some of these younger players, and I know that can kind of be a cliche, but I do think that that can be important for player development and for the Spurs to kind of see how different players perform in the playoffs. You know, I know that this season Derek White didn't have as good of a season because he was in and out with injuries and it was a weird year, but the Spurs have seen how well he performs in these high pressure environments, and that I think gives confidence that he can perform well in those moments and that he will continue to do so in the future. And so when there's this weird year like this year, you don't evaluate him too heavily. And those kinds of performances, especially by young players, can really help when you are trying to make other decisions going forward. How do they perform in these high impact moments? So that's kind of the Spurs outlook right now when it comes to the play-in. They are almost certainly going to make the play-in, and it will be a very cool thing to see the play-in tournament unfold and how all that's going to work. But the chance of them making the playoffs is low. If they miss the playoffs, they will still have a good lottery pick. If they make it, it'll be an interesting first-round series against either the Jazz or the Suns, probably. So that's... Actually, no, it would almost certainly be against the Jazz. But that's all I have for today, just kind of looking at the play-in situation for the Spurs and how they could get in, and how even though it is maybe a difficult road for them, you know, all they need is to win the one game ahead of them, and then they'll have one more game. And that game against what will probably be the Grizzlies should actually be a really good game for the 9-10 seed. So that will be an interesting week. I'm really interested to see how the play-in tournament kind of unfolds for all of the teams. I think that the West play-in just looks incredibly fascinating to me, especially when you have a team like the Lakers in it and a team like the Warriors who have one player who's as good as Steph Curry. So this will be an incredibly interesting week, I think, and I'm excited to see how it unfolds. And while the chances aren't great for the Spurs to make it out, it should be fun just to have them be a part of it. So again, with Colin Reed for Project Spurs, thank you and have a great day.